It's a bad day for National Hockey League fans.
It is no longer practical to conduct even an abbreviated season. Accordingly, I have no choice but to announce the formal cancellation of play for 2004-2005.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman made the announcement today after last-minute contract negotiations between players and owners failed to bring about a deal. The league had already lost more than two-thirds of its season to an owner lockout of players. Now the NHL becomes the first major North American sports league to lose an entire season due to a labor dispute. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
No season means there'll be no NHL champion winning the hallowed Stanley Cup. It'll be only the second time since 1893 the cup won't be awarded to someone. In 1919, an influenza epidemic shut down the end of the season. In 2005, the culprit is what many call the malady of modern-day sports. Money. NHL players finally had agreed to accept a salary cap, which owners have wanted to help control costs. The bargaining was down to dollars and cents. Owners proposed a new contract with a salary cap of $42.5 million per team. The players' union came back with a figure of $49 million. But that's where they stopped. $6.5 million apart, what seemed to be tantalizingly close to an agreement. At his news conference today in New York, Commissioner Bettman said it actually wasn't close. The $6.5 million difference was per team, Bettman said. With 30 teams, the gulf becomes close to $200 million.
$200 million figure is about what we lost last year. We're done losing money as a league. We are prepared to pay the players what we can afford, not a penny less and not a penny more. And so $200 million is a lot of money.
At a news conference in Toronto today, union head Bob Goodenough said the players shouldn't be blamed for being greedy. Goodenough said the players have simply wanted to earn what they're worth, and he noted that the players were willing to roll back their salaries and accept a salary cap in order to salvage this season.
They didn't want to be locked out. They didn't want to be not allowed to entertain the fans. Gary owes an apology because he started the lockout. He put all of this in motion.
Commissioner Bettman and Goodenough did apologize to hockey fans today. Bettman says it might take a couple of years to win back fans, particularly in the U.S., where hockey's popularity is not widespread. Even in Detroit, known as Hockey Town, bringing back fans will be a challenge. Justin Klemko loves the NHL, but he's learned to live without it during the lockout.
All sorts of things, you know, watching more basketball and doing other things that aren't related to sports, I guess. I mean, it really hasn't been created any huge void in my life. There are plenty of things to do in the time anyway.
But across the Detroit River in Canada, where hockey is in the blood, Wednesday was not a happy day. Saudi Halu owns a hockey card shop in Windsor, Ontario.
Very disappointed. I mean, no hockey season. My business is dead. I mean, we need hockey. I mean, Canada hockey is bread and butter on the table. We need hockey back. I'm really disappointed.
Commissioner Bettman says now it's time to regroup and sort things out. He says the league is moving ahead with plans to play next season, but who knows what that'll entail. If the two sides, which seems so polarized today, can't agree on a new contract, will there be replacement players? And will all 30 NHL franchises survive the economic hit from a lost season? With today's cancellation, more questions than answers for a sports league in trouble. Tom Goldman, NPR News.